Hi, welcome to episode 340 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing has stayed the same, is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that only can be made through experience. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and George. Sandals South Coast is nestled in the southwest coast of Jamaica and is only 75 minutes away from Sangster International Airport and 60 minutes from Negril, one of the world's most popular vacation destinations. This resort stretches out on 2 miles of glorious beaches, features the longest swim-up pool in the Western Hemisphere, an over-the-water bar, an over-the-water wedding chapel, and enough true beachfront luxury level room categories to even keep the most discerning ocean view lovers satisfied. So, let's get started. Tell us all about it.
I have to go back in time. The first time I was at this property, it was a completely different property. It was Sandals White House, and I fell in love with it then because it still had that same 2 mile stretch. It's kind of like a boomerang around the resort of glorious beach front space. So there was never any question about that you were going to be able to find a quiet little nook with your loved one, plenty of beachfront property for everybody. So since then, this resort has undergone such an amazing transformation that it's kind of like a brand new. How do you make something that's great even better? Well, you add over the water everything.
So they added
just move it all out over the water. So they added these, you know, of course, the iconic heart-shaped over the water bungalows, which is not new for Sandals, really. They put some in Royal Caribbean as well. They also had the over the water in at St. Lucia and the Grand. So now I've seen all of them, but those are kind of more like along the pier, kind of hanging out over. These are true walk down the dock in a heart shape over the water bungalows. They also have an over the water wedding chapel, which you can walk down the aisle and see the fishies underneath your feet while you're going down the aisle. Beautiful space. The breeze just kind of goes through there. We got to see, over the time that I was there, there were so many weddings. You got to see different setups in that chapel. If I was getting married, this is where I'd want to do it. It's so beautiful. And there's an over the water bar called Latitude.
That's the best.
And Elizabeth, there's hammocks all around.
I would never. Did you ever leave? Did you just sleep there?
I wanted to just stay there. And we saw like the best sunsets. And of course the Sandals bartenders are always fantastic. So they had a real retro music kick going on. So they were singing like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC songs. And so all of us older ladies are really, really getting into the bar.
You just called yourself an older lady.
I am.
Need a moment. You're like the baby of the podcast. I'm going to need a minute.
You.
It's beautiful. And then I didn't even tell you the best part. So the newest feature of this resort is they put in 20 rondavals. And what's so cool about these rondavals is they are part of a 1,000-foot swim up pool that kind of winds through these. So it's like having your own little neighborhood of romance. And you can swim up to your neighbor's house or swim past your neighbor's house. It's really neat. The rondavals, I don't know if you saw the video that I posted, but I want to just pack all of the things that really mean a lot to me, grab my husband and move right in.
Glad you remembered your husband.
And I'm sure that.
Yeah. He is among those things that mean a lot to
me. He is among those things that mean a lot to me. And move right there. The over-the-water bungalows are glorious. They're amazing. They're phenomenal, but there's something about the Rondaval Village the South Seas Village. Now, that's one of the only places where you don't get an ocean view on this property because it is set back, but it's its own little oasis almost. You have your own little neighborhood feel to it, and you have a private shower out on the back patio, and there's just private plunge pool. You can go right out from your shower to outside, and you have your outdoor shower there, and you have your privacy wall. And all, they were so smart, all of the walls on the outside have your number so you can find your home when you're coming back from that lazy river. So yeah, that's I don't know. I just, there's something wonderful about this property. There is, I should mention, along with that 2 miles of beach, there is a part of that. There are a couple sections that are nature reserve. So they are allowed to have the wild plants and foliage and things that are naturally supposed to be in the water there. And it just kind of adds to the charm of that area.
But, so Rondeval, I mean, if you don't know anything about architecture, what is a rondeval? Is it, it sounds round.
So it's literally a suite in the round.
Okay.
So you walk in and everything just kind of flows in a circle. So on your right, when you come in, there's the little butler pantry, because all of the rondevals are, of course, butler level. And that is where your butler will store all the things that they need to tend to all of your needs while you are staying there. And you come into the main area where there's the beautiful king size bed, and there is a seating area in front of it with a couch and a TV, which I'm sure no one's ever going to turn on. And, and then you keep going around, and there's your entry to outside. And then behind is this beautiful soaking tub, which is the same exact soaking tub I had on my balcony. At the room. So, but you, there's a soaking tub inside, and it's got a beautiful skylight, so you can kind of enjoy enjoy a little bit of sunshine or a little bit of liquid sunshine if it was raining on the day we were in there. But or starlight, yes, exactly, very romantic. And everything's kind of, even though it's all in the round, it is a little bit separate, so you're not you know, I know you think the suite in the round, you think of maybe some of the suites you've seen where there's like a glass partition in the center for this is designed differently. So the bed's in the front, and then there's a wall behind you, and then there's the bathroom behind that. So everything does have a little bit of a, but you definitely need to love the person you're in there with.
I didn't think these rondevals had a private plunge pool, but they do, in addition to the swim out. So you have the private plunge pool and the
swim out. Yes, the plunge pool and the swim out. And the plunge pool is blocked by a wall, so none of your neighbors can see you. You're in your own little area. There's a shower outside right next door. That's an outdoor shower that's walled off as well. There's a curtain out there. And there's, of course, the table outside where the butler would set up your breakfast or your room service or whatever you want to have out there, whatever meals you want to have and enjoy. I just, as being somebody who loves the water, I could see myself really, truly living there. And then as you're stepping into this, I keep calling it a lazy river, but it's really a swim up pool that kind of winds. There is, you step down and there are two chairs permanently there in yours. So you're in the water and you have your loungers right there, your own private loungers. You're never going to not have a place to sit, or, and you can literally watch the world float by.
So, I happen to know that bulldogs don't swim. So there's no way that you're going to live there.
Well, I think Lily Bell would. Lily Bell loves to be in the pool. I don't know. They wouldn't let her on property. That's
but bulldogs are notoriously bad swimmers.
they do sink like little. Yeah. Rocks. I think she likes to be pampered enough. I think that just having a butler would be. I could ever make that happen. But,
so I'm familiar with the old White House, and actually I have very fond memories of it because that is where a group of travel agents diagnosed my gallbladder problems. Including George was among them. So that was very enlightening, but how much of the old resort is there? Did they tear down anything, or is it just that they've added to?
No, they've just added to, they've kind of accentuated things. Let's see, the main piazza courtyard area is still the same. Caribbean night there is incredible. The food was wonderful. It's such a great area for entertaining guests and to have the entertainment showcases. And they're able to put the stage up there. There's also the theater and the theater bar. There's the Casablanca Martini Bar and Lounge, which I'm sure you are familiar with if you were there when it was.
Well, I was having a gallbladder attack. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So no, you weren't. You weren't doing that, yeah. But there is it's still the same as far as the restaurants go. There is I think the Sun and Sushi is Sushi in the Sand is new.
Yeah, that wasn't there. I don't
remember. That one's newer. They do have one thing I like about Sandals is they're constantly always changing to kind of keep up with the things that people need. And so there are actually vegan options. There's some more dietary considerations taken into effect in all of these restaurants. I am not vegan myself, but some of the people that I was eating there with were eating vegan dishes that they seemed to enjoy. But there's 7 different bars. There's the Bayside restaurant, the Cafe de Paris, where you get the desserts and the pastries, and where I always blow my calorie count for the entire day. The Eleanor's, this is Pan Caribbean, which was very good. The Giuseppe's, of course, is where you get that fantastic pizza. Jasmine's, Pan Asian. The Neptune's, this is the Mediterranean, which is kind of a staple among the Sandals and Inn Beaches brand. The Sushi in the Sand, I think, is the newest one. And then, of course, the traditional Jerk Shack.
I think, didn't we eat Italian there, George? I feel like we went to the Italian restaurant there. Is there one?
That was so long ago.
I just remember
just having a gallbladder attack, so eating was really hard.
I think the first night we ate out on the plaza, they had the big stations all set up.
Yeah. Did they have like the jerk and stuff out there? Because that was fantastic the night that they had.
No, I didn't. Well, if they did, I didn't have it.
They had like pork, and they had the chicken, of course, and then they had coconuts with this amazing coconut adult beverage, and they had sugar cane, chopped pieces of sugar cane that had been soaked in, of course, Appleton Reserve.
My favorite.
It's a really good rum. So they had those out there, and it was the festival bread was really good and fresh and wonderful. And yeah, I love it when they have the food set up out there. That's one of my.
So did they do anything different things for COVID? That sounds like a buffet. Were they serving you then?
So they had buffets, but they served you.
Okay.
Which I think is an improvement everywhere.
Everywhere.
We've talked about this before. Like, everywhere should be forever. No more self-serve buffets. Only attended buffets from now on, please. But they had hand washing stations. You had to wear your masks. They were going above and beyond with the COVID restrictions and keeping people safe. So, and it's easy to social distance in a resort that's this size. To be honest, it's quite nice to be able to be very far away from people and have your mask off and not have to worry about, oh, I'm crammed into this tiny space. And so that they did a wonderful job with that. And I didn't leave from this resort. I left from another property, but I can say without a doubt that Sandals is doing a wonderful job with their COVID testing on property and how swiftly that's done. Everything's scheduled for you. You go right there, you're in and out, and they take care of it. They get you your paperwork and you're on your way. So that was very, very well done. All the employees are taking things very seriously. You never see the employees without their masks on.
So this is my favorite Sandals resort, and I'm just going to say that unequivocally. I haven't been to all of them, but of the ones that I've been to, and I've been to some beautiful Sandals resorts, and even with the gallbladder attack, it's still my favorite. But talk about that drive, because I think that's always the hardest thing for me to explain to people.
So first of all, let me tell you, the drive is different because they put in a new road. Oh yeah.
Really?
New road. Cause I remember I remember this being the worst road, but there is a new road to South Coast with a smooth ride. And I can attest it is an actual much smoother ride to the point of where I was wondering, are we going like the long, going around the wrong way? But no, it's a much smoother ride. It is still a long ride. It's like about an hour and 20 minutes. If you get a good driver, maybe they'll stop at Border Jerk or somewhere because they have to do a bathroom stop if you want a bathroom stop. And if it happens to be somewhere where you can get some really good local food, then so be it. Then do it quickly and So one of the, back on the bus
one of the good things about the old road was you could see the water for a lot of it. Like once you got to the, is it still on the coast?
Yes, you can still see the water. It's still just as, it's a great drive. It doesn't feel like it's that long. It doesn't feel as long as it is. And it definitely, I was just impressed the fact that I wasn't like, you know, like I was on a horse and buggy the entire time. Compared to last time. But yeah, that road was so bad it was memorable.
Yeah. Yeah. Being excited for the reviews as well. So that's what I wanted to talk about.
It's not like that anymore. You still do have the Jamaica, you know, the island driving. I mean, come on. I mean, people still pass in at the wrong time and not really paying attention to when they're passing. So, you know, but they're so used to it. We had a really great driver, and both ways I felt like it was much, much improved. So there's that. So new road, new ride.
So I'm curious because, I mean, in doing a lot of research, there's lots of resorts in Negril. There's lots of resorts in Montego Bay, lots of resorts in Ocho Rios, but South Coast is kind of off by itself. Is it a lot quieter at all because of that quieter. Reason?
Oh, this is the perfect... we don't want to be around a lot of people. We want a nice, quiet, romantic vacation resort. This is the perfect place to have your conference. Yeah, Elizabeth.
That's so me. It's like you're describing me right now.
Introvert's dream.
Introvert's dream. This is, but at the same time, this is also because they have the real estate and the space there. They have a convention, over 14,000 square feet of meeting convention space. So this would be a great place to have your next meeting or your next group. This is a perfect place for a wedding. I have to be honest, this is not my personal favorite sandals.
Because Lindsay likes people.
It's no, no. No, I have other qualifiers, but I do like people. But this is definitely one I would go back to in a heartbeat, and I would say it's in my top five. This is the place if you have a wedding, if you want to have that beautiful, that gorgeous chapel over the water and get those beautiful pictures and have enough real estate on the beach to really enjoy yourself and spread out and not have to worry about being right next to everybody else. And if you want a good shot of, I mean, they're entry level rooms where you get a soaking tub on the balcony, for goodness sake. And there are not a lot of resorts in the world. In fact, I can't even think of another one where you get an entry level room in a building category where you get that.
And if so, I remember right, weren't all the rooms at South Coast ocean view?
They were until they put the rendezvous in. Some things have changed. So the rendezvous don't have ocean view, but you get that beautiful South Seas. I would still, if I'm going back there and staying with my husband and if I can't be in an over the water bungalow, which I'm a travel advisor, so I'll never be able to afford that. it means I'm going to be in a rendezvous. And I like that neighborhood feel over there. But the ocean view rooms, like the rooms with the club level rooms with the soaking tubs where you have this beautiful view. I have the coolest video I took, and I tried to post it on Facebook, but it was too long. So I'm just going to share it with people directly when they call me. But it's the sun shining on one of the buildings with the tubs at the end of the day when the sun sets. And I could just see myself sitting out there in that tub soaking and with my little champagne or my wine with my husband and enjoying the sunset from our private balcony with our soaking tub. And it's just it's a beautiful resort, and I love that it stayed that way. That all the things that I fell in love with when it was White House are there. It's just magnified to the next level. And the Latitudes bar, that's the place for me to be too. That's where we go together. Elizabeth will be hanging out on the bottom.
Two things I want to say. First, that 2 miles of beach, that makes a huge difference. You think about that. I mean, people have been to Negril and they say, oh, well, you know, we were approached by a vendor or whatever. You will not be approached by a vendor. At least I wasn't. And I was there all day because I could do nothing but sit there because I was in so much pain. And nobody, now maybe I just looked like I was in pain and they didn't want to come talk to me, but I don't remember seeing a single vendor while I was sitting there because it's so isolated. So you're 2 miles of beach for an entire resort means that you can have a lot of space between you and somebody else. So that, yeah, that definitely. But I am curious because that overwater bar is so attractive. And I just imagine, you know, I see all the pictures of it and all of the hammocks and all of the swings. And I'm like, I bet that's full all the time.
No. Okay. So there were some people there, obviously, for sunset, but it wasn't overly crowded. We could have gotten on a hammock anytime. We could have gotten the seat at the bar anytime. We could have gotten the couches with the fire pits leading down the walkway to the pier, to the over the water bar, over to the latitudes. We'd sit out there. So it's just, there's so much space that the odds of everybody being in the same place at one time at this resort are slim to none, you know, because while that's going on, there's entertainment. You've got the theater, you've got the cabaret show, you've got the things that people love different things about vacationing. So this is one of those great properties where there's something for everybody to do, and it's usually at the opposite end where you are. So if you want something where everything's all compact and you only got to do a couple steps to get to where you're going, this might not be, you know, there's a little bit, I mean, not, I wouldn't say an overly large amount of walking, but there is a little bit of walking here. It's not like some of the other more compact resorts where everything's, but that stroll on the beach to get from one side to the other is completely worth it. I mean, you're walking by the most glorious view every time. I would go down to the beach and just walk, even though it was farther than just cutting through in the resort. I would go walk on the beach.
Well, and that is my motto, is like, if you want to get away from people, you walk. I mean, this is even at the airport, like getting on the air train in Atlanta, you go to the last stop because nobody else walks that far down. You go all the way down to the last door and you'll be by yourself. Works every time. So it's worth the walk.
Yeah, and this is definitely one of those places it's worth the walk. And I didn't even mention, so the pool bar, the pool in is massive. I would say I've been to most of the Sandals properties, and this is the biggest one I've seen. It's massive. I think Antigua might be a close second, but it's phenomenally massive. And we were checking all of them. We were checking all the entries because it looks like it's a zero level entry, but there's a step in some of them, but there is that one side that is completely zero level entry. And they do have some handicap or physically challenged rooms at this property. So if that's an issue, this would be a great property for that, because they have the big walkways and they have there are lots of places where you can easily get into.
Well, they realized the marketing was worth it.
Without resort at all.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. And I do remember a very big pool. I feel like, not, yeah, you mentioned the pool bar, but I think the pool itself
Pool, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The pool that the pool bar is in is just massive. I don't even know. I should have gotten the dimensions for it, because it's that iconic giant Sandals pool and pool bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a run between there and, what's the one in Ocho?
Ocho Rio.
Which one of those two pools is the biggest?
Is the biggest? Yeah, yeah, I guess I forgot about that one. That one is pretty big too.
Yeah, although that one also, it has a beautiful view, but it's set back from the ocean. So there's that, like, quote, disadvantage. Although it's lovely because it's, like, up high, right? So you get sort of that infinity. It's a true infinity pool where you really do feel like you can look out into forever from there.
Yeah.
So, at Ochi. But, yeah, the White House to me, well, sorry, South Coast, it'll always be White House to me. And that is, so it's in White House, Jamaica. And that's, I think they changed it to help you understand, because White House means different things to Americans than it does.
Yeah.
So to sort of clarify what that is, but and it is on the South Coast, but it is not a frequently visited area, and that's also where Appleton is, right? So that's one excursion you can do from there. So it's not like you can go to the Appleton Distillery from there.
There's tons of stuff to do there. You've got Island Roots right there, of course. So there's always lots to do. Along with all the water sports and things that are already included, you have optional tours, and I really like this property. I like it because it's so spread out. And it does have, Sandals has free Wi-Fi, which I remember being there years ago and having to pay for it, but now it's all free.
I think for years we've had that. You don't want to be here to work. Like, we want you here to relax. Yeah. And they finally really gave up that fight.
They gave up because we're all so attached to social media that I think.
Right. Well, and the fact is people work with the internet, but they also play with the internet. And that was the part, you know, it's like, you can't pick and choose, you know, work or play. Yeah.
But I, as somebody who tried to work at these properties for the for 10 nights recently, I can tell you it's very hard to do when it's beautiful. It's there when they're so beautiful. And there's so many other things that you want to do. They do a really great job of distracting you.
Yep, I agree.
So, and then the renovated rooms, I should mention that the room renovation just blew my mind, because they do look completely different from what I remembered it being like. It was like walking into a brand new building.
So two thumbs up?
Oh yes, two thumbs way up.
Okay.
Maybe a couple drinks at the bar.
Some toes, feet up as
Maybe
well.
Maybe some toes, some feet up in the hammock.
There you go.
two feet way up in the hammock at Latitude's bar.
There you go. Well, that's our show for this week. We want to thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find us our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com. iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So on behalf of Elizabeth, George, Lindsay, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.